Lasting Media.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is take three. Welcome, everybody. It's JP. It's a little weird right now. Happy quarantine. We're all stuck in houses, and it's a strange world we live in right now. But we didn't want that to stop us from producing more shows and giving you guys more content to listen to and keep your mind busy while you're stuck at home. So it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little weird. I'm in my closet right now actually recording this, so very weird, strange. But, you know, hang on with us. We're going to all make it through this together, and let's see what we can do. Let's have some fun with this. I think what we're going to do is we're going to fire up a Zoom session, and we'll dial all the guys in, and we'll drink from whatever we got in our own stashes at home and have some fun with it. But we're going to need technical help with this. So I think I'm going to dial Mean Man in first. So here we go. I'm JP.
I'm JD.
And I'm D-Rock.
And you're listening to the only whiskey podcast dedicated to blind tastings under 50 bucks.
We go past the labels and beyond the marketing to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show.
Mean Man.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you're here.
Made it. Virtually.
You doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing all right. I've been, luckily we have other shows that are running right now, so I've been doing some work. Wife's not working right now, though. She's just hanging.
Yeah, but you got the house closed off, right? There's no COVID coming in the house.
Well, my window's open, and does that make me susceptible?
Oh, geez. You're a goner.
It's too nice outside.
All right, so we're going to do this week's episode from Zoom.
Okay.
So let's call the guys in.
Okay. Sounds good. Let me set it up here. I think I can get their audio in. Let me try.
Okay.
Hello.
Yo. Hey.
Guys.
It's JD.
What up? What up? This is awkward.
Yeah, we're all just staring at each other on a screen from our houses. It's weird.
I feel like we're figuring out how to podcast again. This is weird. I know.
We're not only are we going back to the beginning, I think we're going back beyond the beginning. Like, yeah. This is going to sound worse than the beginning.
Right. Yeah, no soundproof walls. Like, you're going to hear my kid at some point. You're going to hear my wife yelling at my kid.
Yes.
You're going to hear me yelling at my wife and my kid.
Yeah. So let's get D-Rock in here, too, so we can hear him yelling at his kids, too.
Okay. Hello.
D-Rock.
Hey. What's going on?
What up?
Oh, here.
Yeah. From my porch.
From your back porch?
Yeah, so you may hear some mowing, you may hear some car squeaking, some kids running down the street.
Is that what that was? Was that brakes?
That was brakes.
Oh, nice. Get those fixed.
Yeah, that's an essential service. He needs to go check that out.
That is.
All right, so we're going to rely on listeners for this one. We put the call out. We said we're going to take live calls.
Because we can't do any blind pours virtually.
We can drink what we got at home, but we can't do any blinds with each other. So
I think me and D-Rock are way ahead of you there.
We are, yeah.
Are you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you got, D-Rock?
Old Forester Rye. I'm trying to do a bottle kill here.
Nice.
Trying to kill it off.
Cool. I just broke the seal on this Dickel bottled in bond.
A little Dickel juice.
Yeah, man. A little Dickel do ya.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go with the old trusty Rebel Yell 100.
All right,
Mean Man, you drinking a margarita or something?
I'm drinking water right now. Been doing work outside all day and haven't really eaten or drunk anything. So, I'm just trying to stay sober enough to run this complicated audio session here.
Well, boring. It's the world. Now's the time to drink.
I'll see what I can dig up. Actually, our friend just brought over a bottle of the Nelson's Greenbrier Tennessee whiskey.
Nice.
There you go.
Might go grab some of that. That's pretty
cool. Throw that on some ice.
Yeah.
Just a little nip. A little skosh.
Skosh.
So how's everybody holding up?
Drinking a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had a little neighborhood drinking party the other night, about 4 or 5 of us. Quite fun.
Socially distanced from each other, right?
Socially distanced, but shared bottles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing virtual school at my house, so I have to teach my son during the day. And surprisingly, he's still alive. So
okay.
We've made it this far. What day into quarantine? What day are we in?
Our family is on like day 7.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it'll be when this comes out. I guess it'll be almost
14.
Right? It'll be like almost day 14 when this comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have our Trump checks in hand.
Yeah.
Our small business loans.
Yeah. That'll be June before we see any of that.
Yeah. Have you guys killed any bottles over quarantine at all?
I did kill a bottle. What did I kill? Oh, I killed an Eagle Rare. What was the other one? Oh, and I killed a Long Branch.
Cool.
Killed a 2014 Four Roses small batch barrel select, the barrel proof. Went ahead and finished that off. And this old Forester's about to go.
I killed my Glens Creek OCD number 5, the store pick that we did.
Oh.
Ooh. And then I killed Glens Creek OCD number 5 premium.
Wow.
So I'm officially out of Glens Creek.
Dang.
And I killed a bottle of Sazerac.
Man.
So now I'm on to Dickel.
How much was in each of those bottles?
Oh, yeah, they weren't full. Okay. I had like a third bottle of the OCD premium and maybe a third of the store pick, the Glens Creek store pick. So the okay. Saz was full, though. So
yeah.
All right, so this is a listener appreciation episode? Just taking calls?
I guess you could call it that.
Okay.
We'll get calls from people and see what's going on, how they're dealing with all this crap in their neck of the woods.
Gotcha.
Really, I just wanted to do it to see if maybe we get a call in this time.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Well, the one guy said he's so excited to finally get to talk to us in person.
I know, right?
All right, cool.
That's fun. I just got word from a friend of mine who happens to be in the distilling business is currently being told by the government to start turning out some hand sanitizer.
D-Rock's dog wanted to chime in on that one.
Sorry about that.
Who let the dogs out?
Apparently D-Rock did.
Yeah.
You.
Bah. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it has to be 60%.
Okay.
Yeah, 120 proof to be used as hand sanitizer, to be sterilizing. So,
yeah.
But I just think that's funny because, like, it's not like, you know, medical grade alcohol. You're talking about stuff that's coming off a whiskey still that's getting made into hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think about this idea? Maybe in the next couple of weeks, we do a hand sanitizer shootout. We'll get Corsair, we'll get Meadman's Buddy. I mean, it'd be really cool if, like, they sold that in the stores. Some of that would be cool to get. I mean, it's kind of historic if you think of it. Yeah, if you think about it, yeah.
That'll be a historical. I mean, that you should save that. I bet that could
absolutely
be someday.
Now, the people who make that, are they master distiller? Would they be a master sanitizer? Like, is there a change in roles there?
I'll have to ask him.
Yeah. These are the questions that people need to know.
Yeah, you're right.
That's his wartime title.
Yeah.
Okay, Mean Man, should we open up the lines?
Let's do it. Oh, we got a call.
All right.
Let's go.
Yo. Hey, who is this?
Caller number 1.
Hey, this is Brad. How are y'all doing?
Brad,
what's up, man?
Yo.
Can you hear us okay?
Oh, yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay.
Hey, if I can hear you, everybody can hear you.
That's true.
Hey, Brad, let everybody know where you're calling in from.
I mean, I'm from Kuwait. I'm in Kuwait right now, working EMS over here with the military. It's been crazy over here, just like it has been back in the States.
Hmm. Yeah.
They're running a curfew over here from 5 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Wow, 5 p.m. seems pretty early.
Yeah, it is. And the rumors now are it's going to, there are two rumors. I've heard two rumors. One, that everything is going to close, grocery stores and everything, for 2 days. And that'll give the grocery stores time to clean.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is no non-essential movement. So either you're going back and forth to work in the mornings, and that's it. No other movement. But they haven't put that out yet. And if you get caught out after curfew, it's a $30,000 fine.
Wow.
Wow.
The new game is now, at 5 o'clock, you look out your window to see if anybody gets caught.
So are the number of cases, are they high over there, or is it relatively low? Like, what's the situation with the actual virus?
They've only got 180 cases here.
Okay.
And they had, at one time, there was about 500 or so people in quarantine. The airport has been shut down here for about 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a quarantine hospital about a block and a half from my apartment, but they shut that down the other day. So I'm kind of guessing the numbers of quarantine people that they have, since they shut the airport down, nobody else is coming in, that the numbers are dropping.
So you think you guys are going to be on the other side of this curve over there?
I do. I really do, pretty soon. I haven't heard of any new numbers recently, but I'm hoping, yeah, it's on the downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Small country here, so they locked it down pretty quick, pretty early on. So if they don't not bring anybody in, if they can get through the cases they have, they should be able to stop it pretty quick.
And you said your EMS, I'm sure you're having to take like extra measures with everything going on in your job.
Yeah, we did. It was funny. This week they have mandated everybody be clean shaven, and some of the guys did it pretty hard.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, especially your Muslim population. I would think that's a maybe a point of contention with them.
I don't know. All our guys are American. All our guys that we work with are American, so I don't know how they're doing working with it. But yeah, all the liquor stores have been closed here for 30 years. My country.
So some things never change.
Exactly.
Yeah, some things never change. Yeah, I keep telling everybody that bourbon may kill this coronavirus, so they're not listening though.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, guys, we got some more calls in the queue here if we want
to hop around a little bit. Yeah, Brad. Hey, man, thanks for calling. We appreciate you. Stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Not a problem. Well, y'all have a good day. If y'all stay safe.
All right, man. Thanks.
See you, man.
All right. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Our old pal, Brad. Good dude.
All right. We got caller number two on the line.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
How are you today?
Good.
I'm hanging in there.
Who is this?
I'm riled up, but this is Ken C. Freddy. I'm from New York. I'm from Dutchess County, which is about 70 miles north of the city.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
How are things going over there?
It's a little rough up here, fellas, to tell you the truth. New York's been hit really hard. It's over 10,000 cases. I think almost 1,000 fatalities. But, I'm three counties up, so I'm pretty safe where I am. But, it's a little rough. I got to admit, I'm 59 years old. I've never seen anything like this in my life. It's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, a bit surreal. How's your friends and family? How are they holding up with all this?
They're all doing good, actually. My children, I've got two in Florida, one in Boston. The one in Boston, it's a little rough. But yeah, everyone's holding up good. But yeah, we're pretty much locked down here. Good thing is I'm home from work, but I'm getting paid. So I've had work. You know what I mean? Yeah. I really feel for the people that have no income coming in. But
yeah.
Great to talk to you guys. I've been listening since day one. I love your show.
Really? That's awesome, man.
Oh, my God. I love it. I've turned quite a few people onto it. I look forward to it every Wednesday.
Man, that means a lot.
How'd you find out about the show?
You know what? I'm a bourbon freak, so there's a few other podcasts that I listen to, and then I just constantly punch in a search for bourbon, and you guys came up, and I've been listening from right from the beginning, and I love it because I'm just a working guy, so blue collar is perfect for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I do go over when I want to.
Keep it 50 and under. Oh, but don't we all, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But I really, really look forward to the show. It really, I listen to it at work all the time. So
that's cool. That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you being a listener, man.
I'm sure going over is pretty easy to do with the prices in New York. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, Lord. I mean, I get jealous sometimes of the stuff that you have available to you. I mean, I've been on the Bourbon Trail. Actually, I had a big trip planned with about 8 of us. We're going out to the Bourbon Trail right around when your next rock and roll tour is. We were going to go birthdays in the middle of April, and I got the kibosh. You know, the flights and the distilleries are closed now. So that's all right. We'll push it off to the summer or to September. But I wish I can get some of the stuff you guys talk about. Like, I can't get Glen Creek. I would love to try it. There's nowhere here. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's worth the trip, man. I promise.
Have you bought anything from listening to the show that we've recommended?
Oh, yeah. But there's a few things. Actually, some of the Jim Beams that, like you guys have brought the bottom shelf to my attention. I'm usually in the middle shelf somewhere. So. Yep. But yeah, I'm sipping on some E.H. Taylor right now while I'm listening to you guys. So
there you go.
I'm trying to keep it. I do have a bottle, which is very rare up here, of from your neck of the woods, Bill Mead, the cast strength. Which
Yeah.
It's all gone now. There's no, it's not anywhere to be found around here anymore.
Yeah. We have plenty of that around here.
Yeah, I bet you do. I would love to get my hands on some of that Chattanooga, but no, I haven't seen that anymore.
They'll get up there eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah,
hopefully they expand it out a little bit.
Hey, man, we appreciate you being a listener for sure, and we wish you guys up there in New York all the best.
Oh, absolutely. I really appreciate it, guys. Like I said, I look forward to the show all the time. Keep it up. You guys are doing a great job. I just watched the show, the way it has grown. I mean, I love it.
Since season one, it's grown a lot.
Yeah, it has.
Production and otherwise, yeah.
It has grown. I remember back in the first. Oh, my God. You guys really have it going on now. Great job. Keep it up.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. All right, guys, take care of yourself, and don't worry. We'll get through this, okay?
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Okay. Take care.
Bye. Take care.
That's cool.
That's cool, man. A day one listener. That's awesome. Cool.
From the beginning.
All right, we got another person here in the queue.
Okay.
You are on live with the Blue Collar Bourbon Show.
Hi, Ben.
Hey. Who's this?
It is Mr. Crones. It's Matt.
Matt Crones. One of our faithful Patreon members.
And Matt, tell everybody where you're calling in from.
I am calling in from Southern New Hampshire.
Is it still snowing there?
Actually, there is, because I don't even know what day it is anymore. Tuesday, we got about 7 inches of snow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's but the cool thing is most of it's melted. I'm actually sitting out on my deck right now. It's in the mid-50s. It's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but it's like summer for you.
It is. It actually feels pretty nice.
So our last caller was in New York, and obviously New York has it pretty rough. How's New Hampshire doing?
Pretty good so far. I think we only have a little over 100 cases, but they the governor just spoke, geez, not even an hour ago, and has said we need to shelter in place till May 4th.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, they're closing all non-essential businesses down.
How is that possible?
Wow.
I don't know. This is the first week my kids were doing remote learning. I'm on week 2 of working from home.
Yeah. So
many more weeks to go now.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I think that's the longest shelter in place I've heard.
Yeah, that's in place. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since you're week 2 working at home, what are you drinking? Yeah.
Otherwise, I've been kind of hitting a little bit of everything. I may actually open my bottle of Weller 12 I have.
I mean, why not?
You know.
If there was a
time. It's just been sitting on the shelf, so it might be time to crack that one open.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going to happen here, so I brought my entire tub of love home.
Oh, we brought the tub home.
It's like an Easter basket just full of bourbon.
Tupperware love.
All right. Hey, Matt, man. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
And since you're a member of the Patreon, you should join us. We're doing the poor company. Like, people are just throwing in links here and there about every other day. We're all hanging out. So have you jumped in on any of those?
No, I haven't yet. I was going to jump in last night, and I actually fell asleep on the couch. It was like 11 o'clock. I guess I'm going to bed now.
That's a good thing to mention. If you've ever thought about joining Patreon but haven't pulled the trigger, now is the time to do it, because you will get more access than ever before now that everyone's just home. I mean, there's a video, like a poor company going on pretty much every night of the week now.
Yeah. There's a poor company happy hour like almost every night.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to jump on one of those here.
That'd be fun.
All right, guys, take it easy.
Appreciate you. Thanks. Stay safe.
Thanks, Matt.
See ya.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Cool. All right. Let's keep going. Hello, caller. Who do we have here on the Blue Collar Bourbon Show?
It's the Blue Collar Dudes.
It's us. Who's this?
This is the Bishop.
Oh, oh no.
Bless you.
Are you guys 6 feet apart?
A little bit more than that.
Many miles.
We're miles apart.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're keeping safe and obeying the rules.
Yeah, we'll be good boys on this one.
So what you bought a drinking in the quarantine? What's your quarantine drink?
I just poured your favorite. I just poured a Rebel Yell 100.
Nice.
Oh, if I didn't have a couple sitting here, I might come join you.
Yeah, I've got just cracked open a bottle of George Dickel bottled in bond. What was it? I think the age on this is 14 years. 13? Is that right, D-Ruck?
Is it 13?
13 or 14?
I'm thinking 13, but you may be right.
Wow. Who's that, D-Rock?
Yeah, man. I just did a bottle kill, the old Forester rye, and now I just opened up my Dickel bottled in bond. So had to join JD with some Dickel juice.
Yeah, man.
Well, I have great friends. I am sitting here looking at, and I'm not opened this one yet. I'm looking at a Weller Full Proof store pick, single barrel.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm pretty happy about this one.
What store was it?
It's going to be at J. Alexander's. It's a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
That's I've never cool. heard of that. A restaurant doing a pick.
Well, because they have a bar, you know.
That's cool.
So I was pretty happy. Now, this is not a quarantine bottle. This is when the quarantine's over bottle.
Yeah, we'll see what you're saying about 2 weeks into the quarantine.
And then the other one I got, this was actually kind of a shocking how different it tasted. It tasted different. Was a Buffalo Trace single barrel store pick. Now, this one was pretty good, actually. I've had a few sips of it.
Yeah, I've had a Buffalo Trace store pick before, and it's been really, really good.
Yeah, I was really happy. I bought this one in Georgia when I was traveling down there a few weeks ago. Well, I just wanted to call and make sure you guys are staying safe, staying 6 feet apart.
Bishop, I'm sure you're staying busy with the uncertainty of everything. You got people calling you?
I have become a pro Zoomer. Zoom calls. Is that what you call people, Zoomers?
Sure.
There's so much uncertainty, a lot of fear, obviously, with the economy, jobs. So, you know, it's important, and I'll say this, you know, it's important not to turn to the bottle during these times. You know, bourbon is for sipping and enjoying, not for burying your burdens. So it's going to be an interesting 6 to 8 weeks. But yeah, I'm as busy now as I ever have been.
Wow.
I know. And it's not because of sin, you know, like JD said last time, I think.
Yeah.
Now it's just a lot of fear.
Yeah, absolutely. So is there any wise words, any good sayings you want to leave with our listeners?
you know, there's an old saying that maybe you've heard this. It says the devil comes and whispers in your ear, you can't withstand the storm. You heard of this one?
Mm-mm.
And you whisper back and you go, I am the storm.
Mm.
Kind of motivational, kind of, you know. Well, these days it's, you know, devil whispers in your ear, you know, you can't withstand the storm. And, and you have to say to him, 6 feet back, man, what's wrong with you? So.
Wash your hands.
Did you wash your hands?
That's awesome.
You know, a good little thing on the washing hands thing, you know, everybody, they say, you know, to know that you're washing it for 20 seconds, sing happy birthday, and that's 20
yeah.
seconds.
Okay.
But that's not really motivating to me, so that, I don't really learn anything from it, and I ran out of names. So, you know, the Lord's Prayer is 20 seconds long.
Yep.
So if you say the Lord's Prayer, it's inspiring, it's uplifting. It reminds you that I'm not in control. So just a little tidbit there for your listeners.
That's good. That's awesome.
Words of advice from the bishop.
Preach.
Oh, man, I wish I had my app. I got this little app that's got an organ. So when I say something good, I hit it. I motivate myself.
That's awesome.
How'd you guys are doing well? Be safe out there.
All right, thanks, man. Same to you.
As my friend, as my Kentucky friend say, don't you go get that corona.
Try our best not to.
See you guys.
Yeah,
all right. See you
later.
All right. We got a couple more calls. Let's keep them going.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, this is Keith calling from Thompson Station.
Keith.
Ah, Keith.
Hello, my friend.
Is this the same Keith with the Captain D's connection?
Yes, that is
okay.
All right.
D-Rock loves his Captain D's.
I sure do.
Oh, I know. I'm always hooking him up with the cracklings anytime he calls.
So how's it going in your world, Keith?
You know, it's been really crazy. I'm quarantining at home, just like everyone else, probably.
Yeah.
Things in the restaurant world are kind of crazy right now. So it's been nonstop work, but we're hanging in there. We're surviving.
What are you drinking on the quarantine?
Oh, you know, at the exact moment right now, I am drinking some beer. But I did get lucky and just do a little 6 foot hang, 6 foot distance hang with D-Rock the other night.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I had the a full fruit what I brought for the group. So we had a lot of great bourbon to sip on while we try to get through the crisis.
So, now, are you guys sharing bottles during your 6 foot hangout?
We do. We separate them out. We brought a little hand sanitizer between every anytime someone took a pour, we sanitized the hand and made sure to put any glasses. We shared our, you know, we only drank out of one glass. Obviously, my glass, but. We did share a bottle.
So what are you doing? Are you like you're setting a bottle down in the middle of the circle, and then someone you walk away, and someone walks into the circle to grab it, or like how does that work?
Yeah, that was about it. We kind of had a little central location where the bottles were. We all stood about 6 feet, you know, just kind of shot the shit together, and then each took a turn when you fill up, but kept our distances. Like I said, we'll see in about four or five days if that was a smart decision or not.
Well, that OCD premium might have killed anything.
Oh, that's right.
I let him try that for the first time. So,
yeah. That. What do you think of that, Keith?
That was my first time trying. I've had some of the other OCDs before. It's interesting. It's kind of they always stand out to me. Maybe I should test it before I say it. But I feel like if I'm doing a blind test, I could probably pick one out. It was good. It's got a little bit of a salty taste on the back end, but other than that, it's very delicious. Little sweet, a little bit of maple, but mixed in with a little bit of the sort of, I don't know if you want to call it oak and salt, but the lack of a better term, I don't consider this a bad term, a little bit of varnish, but very, very, very delicious. I'm glad I got to try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm normally a weeder guy, so I normally stick to weeders, but the OCD is it's delicious.
What's your go-to wheats?
You know, if it was available on a regular basis, the probably the Antique 107 would probably be something that I probably consider my favorite weeder. Mm-hmm. Drink most of the Wellers regularly if I can get a chance to grab them. You know, I'll sip on Maker's Mark a lot, just the standard Maker's Mark. With, you know, it's easy to buy and it's cheap. So I usually will keep a bottle of that around if, you know, if I'm looking to kind of not drink anything allocated or anything, you know, I'll grab that and kind of sip on that sometimes.
Have you tried Breckenridge?
You know, I have it. It's been one that I've been meaning to try, but I have not had it yet.
Next time you see it, get it. I dare you not to like it. I think it's a little bit over, maybe at $30. I think it's aged 6 years. It's a weeder. Like, first time I had it, I was like, well, man, I'm over here chasing Weller when this is like readily available. So it's always a good go-to weeder.
A little bit later then.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and let me know what you think. If I'm right or if I'm wrong.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Keith. We'll have to do another hang.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime. I've been meaning to get on one of your virtual hangs one time soon. So I look forward to doing that in the future.
Okay. Well, hey, man, we appreciate the phone call. And just like everybody else, stay safe out there.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks for doing the show. I enjoy listening to it on my commutes or whenever that happens again. But
yeah. Cool. All right. Well, have a good evening.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah.
All right, let's get someone else. Hello, you're on with the Blue Collar Bourbon Show.
Hey, who is this?
Kenny.
Uncle Kenny.
Yo.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah?
Sunshine, finally.
I know, right? The sun came out in Nashville and no more rain, so we can actually go outside instead of being cooped up in houses.
Oh, yeah. No, that's been fantastic. Just went down to Florida last week, probably ill-advised, but turned back, and so far, so good. Don't think
was it slammed down there?
You know, it's funny. We left on Friday the 13th, flew down, and and I flew down and back, so I'm even more stupid. Uh-huh. But it was when we got down there, everything was pretty normal, and then things started, obviously, cracking down last week. So St. Patrick's Day was kind of the last day where you saw a lot going on. We were south of Clearwater Beach, and it was pretty low key, but it probably is most of the time anyway. It's not the big, you know, Clearwater is kind of like the Daytona of the West Coast. Yeah, but we drove up there for dinner one night, and it was like nobody got the memo. It was crazy on Monday of last week. But honestly, by Wednesday, people started bugging out, and so we spent a couple days on the beach, and then we rested with friends and family, and came home Saturday. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. At some point, I wasn't sure we were going to get a flight back or not. You know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. But I did enjoy some great bourbon while I was down there.
Okay, what were you drinking?
I stumbled upon one that is made in Wachee, Florida, actually. Distilled, bottled, everything down there. And it's called Wild Buck. And it wasn't a bourbon. It was a rye. But it was fantastic. So I was very proud. I'm a Florida boy myself.
Right? Well, what was the price on it?
It was a really nice whiskey. It was $58. It's a little pricey. But it won some awards in San Francisco. And so I thought, well, I'll give it a go. And I was not disappointed. It's really good. And they only make like 5,000 a year.
Wow. And,
we took care of that last week. Didn't bring any home.
Oh, man. I was going to say, we need to have you back on so you can redeem Florida for us.
we'll see if we can't pick up some more.
But, okay.
And then I was in Fort Worth for a recording back in February, and I did set up a little bootleg run while I was out there. I know that Texas has a lot of Weller. I heard your last caller was talking about Weller too.
Yeah.
So I decided to make a run while I was there, and found stores with lots of product, lots of ones. It was Special Reserve. I didn't find it. There was one guy that said he had Antique and 12 year. Of course he wanted 200 and 300 for those, which I said, well,
wow.
So
wow.
Anyway, but I I did throw on the recording truck to bring back about six 175s to bring back. And so I'm good for the foreseeable future on Weller. But anyway, so that was kind of fun.
So what you're saying is you've got Weller to share, right?
I don't remember saying that.
I thought you were implying that. So
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Telling on myself, I shouldn't be so free. But sure, we can get together. Why not? But and then I also have found another little new bourbon up in Hopkinsville. Back in January, Martin Luther King Day, I ran up to Hopkinsville. And Casey Jones, remember I let you guys taste that moonshine?
It
was really good stuff. Well, yep. they came out with their first bourbon, and it released the end of last year. And it was just a 1 year, but it kind of reminded me a lot of the OCD kind of flavor from I guess it just is part of the young bourbon type of flavoring. Had a smoky flavor to it. It was really, really good, really interesting. But they've got a 2 year coming out right around now. And anyway, so it was kind of fun. Just a short trip up to Hoptown. So anyway,
that's awesome.
New stuff lately. And have you guys tried the Rough Rider Rye?
Yes.
You know,
I haven't.
So apparently, D-Rock, that's
D-Rock, you have.
I'm the only one, I guess. Yes.
Yep.
Got it.
Tell us about it.
The Big Stick.
Yep.
It's, I think it's a 104. Our friend down in Spring Hill did a barrel pick, and that's where I tried it and really enjoyed it. So, and their bourbon isn't bad either. They're a distillery out of New Jersey, I believe, and they make this Teddy Roosevelt namesake whiskey, and it's pretty good stuff. So,
cool.
There you go. There's some.
I'll buy anything that has
my world.
Anything to do with Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, I believe we just got a whole bunch of homework.
Yeah, right.
Well, there you go.
Cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call, Uncle Kenny.
Thanks, Uncle Kenny.
Absolutely. Y'all take care. Be safe. Stay well.
All right, man. Same to you.
All right. Take care.
All right. See ya.
All right. Shall we?
We shall.
Do the next one.
Onward. Hey, caller. You're on with the Blue Collar Bourbon Show.
This is Lee Kennedy at Leapers Ford Distillery.
Hey, man. Oh, hey, man.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, you know, we're just, you know, all stuck in our houses and recording episodes through Zoom. You know, just the usual these days.
Y'all been to any good concerts lately?
I've seen a couple online, yeah.
Yeah.
some YouTube concerts. How's your neck of the woods?
Man, we're doing good. We're, excuse me if I sound a little tired right now. It's actually, you know, there's silver linings and everything, and you try to make lemonade out of lemons, the old cliche, and and we're hanging in there. You know, y'all know our story very well, and, and we've been running 18 hours right now a day, so obviously switched our production up quite a bit, but man, we've been busy.
That's great. Are you guys doing, are you jumping into the hand sanitizer game?
You know, we're actually not. We're making an ethyl alcohol disinfectant at 70%. You know, right now it's, you know, the more components you have to source, the more complicated it is to make something, as y'all can imagine.
Yeah.
And right now across the country, everything is so hard to get, whether it's plastic or different components, and even 5 gallon buckets are, you know, everything's a challenge. So the easier I can kind of make it on myself, the better, you know. And so with this, with the disinfectant at 70%, it's safe to spray on skin. It's also a surface cleaner. You know, we're clean surfaces and countertops, steering wheels, door knobs, stuff like that. So it's kind of more of a dual product. It's not as sexy with the aloe in it and all that, but it kills coronavirus.
Are you selling that in the? How are you selling that, or are you?
You know, right now we're selling it to some national delivery companies. Man, it's been crazy. I haven't been able to sell it to the public because we've been inundated with requests from you know, almost started, you know, I don't NDAs and stuff like that, but literally from as large of companies as you can think to the smallest. And so obviously, as you all know, you know, we're a inefficient cash hog making old school whiskey. So, you know, we don't run a 36-inch vodka column, you know, making thousands of gallons a day. So we're, you know, we're kind of choosing those clients to work with, and, you know, it's a mutually beneficial relationship, and mm-hmm. helping them. And then obviously we're not making a lot of money doing it. The margins are very slim, but you know, it's allowing me to run my equipment and pay about at least five of my staff. I've had to spend about 9 folks home because, as y'all know, we're aging a lot of whiskey, but we're not selling a lot of whiskey. You know, tourism is our lifeblood, you know, for these first 4 years. And as you can imagine, that's come to a grinding halt. You know, we're doing everything we can, dreaming up ideas. And so by selling this stuff, you know, we're also able, as we're producing it, we're able to donate to our local first responders. And we've been doing a lot of stuff with them, giving away a lot of this disinfectant to the folks on the front line, things like that. So we're using other folks to pay to help the folks that are on the front lines, kind of thing, you know.
That's really cool.
I think last time we were together, I think Uriah was getting ready to release. What's the update on that with all this going on?
Yeah, that's we put that on the back burner. You know, our priorities have kind of shifted. We've gone from we still have some great things in the future, and we're in like the country, we're going to be fine, man. You know, this is a bump in the road for us. You know, we were gearing up for that second round of rye release, which would have been closer to a 4-year-old and a married product of about 16 barrels, and so we put that on hold to do this. So, you know, we'll tackle that later, probably in the summer. I mean, literally we have all our components to do that. And so, man, we're kind of in survival mode right now, just doing what we can. So, we're going to push that off until things kind of normalize a little bit. You know, we're actually, trying to come up with a date, but with all this uncertainty, you know, it's really hard to do.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But, is there anything our listeners can do, or to help you guys, or to help get the word out? Is there anything we can help you guys with?
Man, the good thing, you know, any of your small distilleries that are still have their retail store open, you know, we're doing stuff like curbside service, so you can even call ahead. We're still selling whiskey every day because the good thing is we're considered an essential service. You know, people got to have whiskey, and that's a good deal for us. So, you know, if you're in the area, stop by, and you need to call ahead. And our retail store is open for spirit sales. And, you know, we also do call ahead and curbside. So if you're in the area, pick something up. You know, every little bit helps. You know, the good thing is talking to our distributor, you know, the state of the industry is strong, man. I mean, they're seeing Christmas time like sales, which is awesome, you know. And so, kind of validates a lot of the reasons I started making a flammable consumable, you know, and, but we're not there yet as a distillery. If we were having this conversation, you know, 2 years from now, I could pay everybody to sit on the couch and watch Oprah and just distribute whiskey. But, that's not our situation right now, but, you know, this is a little hurdle we'll overcome, but we're hanging in there.
And what's that number that people can reach you to reach your store?
615-456-6456.
And what was that website?
LeapersFortDistillery.com.
Awesome.
Good deal, guys. We're going to be, we'll be here running till about 12 o'clock tonight. So don't get bored.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We still got lots of plans to make with you guys too. So whenever this gets back to normal, we'll kick all that back into high gear again.
Hey, man, we look forward to seeing y'all, and stay safe and be healthy.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ben. Same to you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye. All right. What we got here?
Hey, this is Heath Clark with Ace Clark Distillery. How are y'all today?
Heath Clark himself.
We're good, man. How are things in your area of the city?
Well, they're kind of quiet. Which is not necessarily a good thing, you know. We had a really robust March up until about a week ago, and then it just stopped. And so it's it's just, it's pretty, it's bizarre, humbling, and kind of scary all at the same time.
Yeah.
Keith, have you guys been contacted about making hand sanitizer at all?
We have. We've been contacted by several entities to produce that. Due to kind of a quirk in our schedule, we sort of at a point in our production where we didn't have a lot of raw materials on hand, certainly no GNS. And so to make hand sanitizer, you have to be able to get your alcohol up to a certain proof. There's a World Health Organization standards. The FDA sent out at least two different iterations of it. So they kind of changed their standards a couple of times, including in the last piece of legislation that's come out. And so really to make hand sanitizer effectively, and according to FDA regs, you need to go to GNS level, and our equipment just won't do that. And so
gotcha.
We're sidelined from actual production, but I've been actively involved with some of the bigger producers, particularly Tennessee Distilling, just helping those guys work through the ever-changing regs on how we can sort of effectively produce. And so what's exciting in the Tennessee Distillers Guild is you've got smaller producers who had some alcohol on hand, were able to get it quickly, like Corsair, the guys up at Old Glory, Old Forge, in East Tennessee, Sugarlands, who are, and Old Dominic, are putting out hand sanitizer. But what's real exciting from a sort of a global scale is Jack Daniel's is now dedicating 25,000 gallons of alcohol a day in hand sanitizer production. That's
wow,
a
day.
Selling in Columbia. Yeah, so this is no jokes production where the entire Tennessee whiskey industry has really pivoted towards this national and global crisis. Tennessee Distilling, they're producing somewhere close to 50,000 gallons a week just for hand sanitizer. Whoa. These are enormous amounts of alcohol that aren't going into whiskey. They're going to hand sanitizer from private companies contracting to military contracts. And so industry has flexed. Those with the capability to respond have done so in a way that's immediately meaningful, sort of boots on the ground, able to get it out in their communities quickly. And then those with the production capacity to really make a dent in this situation are doing so.
Now, Heath, at your distillery, you guys, the tours aren't happening. They're suspended right now. But are you guys still doing, like, drive-up orders?
Yeah, we can do curbside delivery. At the Guild, we've been working actively with the TABC and the governor's office to, make it easier to buy spirits at distilleries. So whether you want to go grab something from Leaper's Fork or National Craft or Corsair or H-Bar, you can just call ahead and stop by and pick it up. A great thing now is restaurants are able to do to-go cocktails. And so I'm talking with several restaurants that have been supportive of us and carrying our products that are doing curbside restaurant delivery. So when you order your to-go cocktails, make sure you order a local spirit. It's that comes back and stays in the community in a very meaningful way. All of those things are going to be, I think, really critical to help not just our favorite watering holes survive, but maybe you just lack us a little bit at local distillery. It's going to be critical as this thing sort of deepens, and that's also going to happen. So it's been an active. Been a busy week.
So for the people interested in driving up, what is plug that website and your phone number so people can get in contact with you guys?
Sure. HClarkDistillery.com is the website. The number to call for takeout orders. And I'm going to check this to make sure I don't give you the fax number. I'm terrible. Bear with me.
Fax in your to-go orders here.
Yeah.
The number to call for a to-go order, curbside, I'm sorry, we can't do to-go orders at distilleries, we can do curbside, 615-478-2191.
Hey, outside of this, what's ahead for you this year? You got anything coming out?
Oh my gosh, well, so when I think about fun stuff that I want to get into is I pulled the barrel out of the attic. We were running out of our single barrel. And so I was looking at, you know, tasting barrels to see which one I liked. And I pulled two or three that we had upstairs. And one of them was just hot fire whiskey. Man, it was good, but it was smoking, just super hot, like it's unusually intense.
What was the proof on it?
Out of the barrel is 134.2. But the flame, oh, it was smoking. Barreled at 125, proofed up over the last 4 years or so, and just complex, hot, you know, just unusually delicious, you know. And so I was about to barrel it for single barrel, and then I noticed the number on the barrel. So it was barrel 16007. So we barreled it in 2016 as our seventh barrel of the year. And I thought, what better barrel to have a bottled in bond release than with barrel 007.
So all right.
We're gonna hold on to that guy until November when the next James Bond movie comes out, and probably let it go as a bottled in bond release in November. So that's kind of been a fun coincidence that we ran into, and I'm looking forward to, you know, sharing that whiskey in a few months.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Heath, hey, man, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Keep spreading the word, and appreciate the bourbon community, and we're going to get through this together.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks. All right, you. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. That was different.
Yeah, it was.
But cool. I mean, we got a lot of phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Jim wanted to call, too. We ran out of time.
Who?
M. Chattanooga.
Oh, man.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
We can get him on real quick.
He said he can call in right now.
Hello?
Sam.
This is he.
What's up? How's it going?
Good, dudes. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I mean, you know, we're all cooped up in houses, but we're doing good.
Yes. Yes. Does anybody know what Common Core math means?
I hear my brother-in-law, who is a school teacher, talk about it all the time, but I don't really know what it means.
Well, as soon as you figure that out, let me
know. Okay. Homeschool dad, right?
Well, more like homeschool bomb, but when I get called in for a problem and I look at how they're doing math these days, it is, I don't know, man.
Confusing.
I guess it makes me glad I'm making whiskey for a living.
Yeah, exactly. On that note, we've talked to two other distilleries today and heard about like what's going on in their world, but what's going on in your world?
We're holding up pretty well. Obviously, there's trying times for our entire industry and coping with that. You know, lots of difficult conversations just to see the amount of suffering that's happening, and that was, you know, really so quickly,
yeah,
quickly deteriorated. So, you know, we're trying to be positive and help the community in any way that we can, and of course, in this situation, everybody's in a very similar boat, and so you also have to make sure that you're doing what's best for your own business and for your employees and shareholders.
Yeah,
and so that's what we're doing. You know, we cut tours out. I guess, I don't know, it's been more than a week ago. It was around the same time that most of the bars and restaurants started to close. It was actually prior to the governor, you know, asking everyone to close their doors. So I want to say it was maybe a couple of days before that actually happened.
Okay.
So, you know, going a week and a half without tours is tough. I mean, we have an amazing experience there that is driven by some really talented people, and we have done our best to find other things for those people to do. Our, you know, distribution has gone really well this year. We launched a couple of new markets, and our existing markets were doing, you know, a lot better than, or we're just showing, I was going to say better than last year, but are just showing good growth. So fortunately, because our brand is majority off-premise, so it's majority liquor stores, I'd say 80%+, you know, that has created some sustainability. We've been able to kind of use that to, you know, spread the love throughout the organization and keep a lot of other things going. Our bottle shop at the Experimental Distillery has remained open because liquor stores are open. So we've cut down on our hours over there, but there's still, you know, people that are coming in and doing some shopping at a safe distance. So that's creating some sustainability as well. And we're still producing Chattanooga whiskey, you know, every day, you know, or at least 5 days a week. So our production staff, we have a, you know, our operation is the plant itself is large enough to where our distillers can operate at a safe distance from one another. And, you know, we know that this is going to bounce back. There's been a lot of promise in the market for Chattanooga Whiskey 91 and 111 specifically as a product. And so we are committed to, you know, continuing to make sure that we're laying that down because we believe this is going to be a short-term thing. And so still producing every day, still bottling orders up when they come in. Again, I think we've taken every precaution we can possibly take from a, you know, from a CDC regulatory perspective, and just trying to be smart about it and, you know, make our community proud. And we know that tours will come back, and that hopefully in a couple months things will resume. I'm sure, like, across humanity, nothing's going to be exactly the same because now there's kind of a new level of paranoia and whatnot. And it's, and there's a lot of things about that are hopefully healthy for our community that will be carried forward.
Mm-hmm.
But we are excited about our future, and we are trying to make lemonades out of lemon. So
yeah. So are you guys getting into the hand sanitizing game?
Ooh, you just had to go there, didn't you?
Why? I mean, we got to ask everybody. Just curious.
Yeah. So, not really. Okay. It's not a complete no. It's nuanced. We understand that there are a lot of producers of hand sanitizer right now. Some operations can transition more easily than others.
Yep.
I think it's just important to note that from Chattanooga Whiskey's perspective, since we, you know, we've been around since 2011, but we haven't been producing our own whiskey until 2015. But since 2015 until now, when we started distilling, the first time we ever started up our still, we've only run high malt whiskey, you know, what would be considered lower proof whiskey if you're comparing it to what's producing hand sanitizer. That's all we've ever run for, you know, 5 years. So it's a significant change in our operation. What we are planning on doing is working with another distillery in town that has shifted their operation to hand sanitizer, and that's Gate 11. Their founder is that I guess his former career was in the I think he was an ethanol engineer or is in the ethanol business, and so he knows what he's doing when it comes to hand sanitizer and FDA regulations, and that's just not our world. So we're going to purchase FDA approved sanitizer from him. We're gonna bottle up one run, and we're gonna donate 100% of the proceeds to our local food and bev industry for those in need. And so we're gonna try and capitalize on it for the sake of the community, for those in need. But in terms of us transitioning from making Tennessee High Malt to hand sanitizer, we do not believe that is really in the best interest of our organization. And if we didn't feel like there wasn't a lot of it being handled and produced all around us, then yes, I mean, we would do our best to step up. But we do feel like the supply is going to be more than enough.
Yeah, and that's a fair answer to that question. We just had a conversation with Lee from Leaper's Fork, and he was saying that they just didn't have enough raw materials on hand to, because they're so small, to be able to produce what would be considered, you know, quote, hand sanitizer. But they are producing a what did he call it? Like just an all-purpose like surface cleaner at like 140 proof or something like that. But they didn't have enough of the raw materials to make something considered, you know, with all of the aloe and all that stuff in it for the hand sanitizer.
I mean, it's more complicated than it seems.
Yeah, I bet.
Sure, anybody with a still can produce sanitizer, but everybody's setup is a little bit different, and it's kind of hard to get the message out there to the public, you know, because most people just don't understand the ins and outs of our operations. But you know, when there is a need for hand sanitizer at a time like this during a pandemic, and there are so many distilleries that can fill that need, it potentially makes the ones that can't fill that need look like they're not stepping up for the community like others. And I just want everyone to know that within the Tennessee Distillers Guild, there is an understanding that some can and are set up that way and are ready to go or have the ability to make that transition. And there are others that that are not set up that way, or, you know, that's not what is best for keeping their organization sustained and their people employed. And I hope that, you know, everyone understands that. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great point, and I'm glad, and it needs to be said in a public forum like this. And I'm glad you took the opportunity to do that, because more people need to hear that.
That's pretty much my story, man.
Outside of that, what are you working on?
From a whiskey perspective?
Yep.
So we actually do have our third. So we released Chattanooga Whiskey 91 and 111, as you guys are well aware of, back in August. And we do have our third SKU, or third product that will join 91 and 111 on the shelf, coming up in, I guess we'll just say Q3 of this year. So we're making marketing plans for that release. And I'll be excited to meet with you guys, and when that time comes, to launch that product.
Perfect.
I'll be there.
Nice. That's awesome. I guess you can't give us a peek at what it is, can you?
All I'll say is that it's definitely in the it's within Tennessee high malt, but it may not be a high malt bourbon.
Okay.
All right.
We'll take that.
He's making high malt mead. I knew he'd come through.
we're still waiting on a lot of all the clear stuff to come through. I haven't shown up yet.
Yeah, the silver.
Did you get your bottle of mead?
Yes.
Okay, JD and I. And D-Rock, you liked it too, right?
Yeah, it was good. It was as good as the high malt.
Some of us were more enthusiastic about it than others. JD and I really liked it. It had such like a... We all agreed it was more of like a raw honey taste, which I loved. I thought it was killer.
Well, it spent a lot of time in a barrel that had meat in it for a long time. So,
and then we also got a bottle of the maple.
Oh yeah,
which was it was phenomenal.
That was delicious.
It's funny, we actually forgot to put a bottle of that away in our archives. So,
well, you can come over to our place anytime, you know, when all this is over, and have some if you want.
Can I at least get a picture of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
But we wanted to get a hold of some of the silver stuff. I didn't know if you had any of that left. Is that what you guys were calling it, silver?
Yeah, it'll be an ongoing thing at our experimental distillery. So, it's what makes up 91 and 111 before it goes in the barrel. So we have plenty of it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what we figured. And we remembered tasting it straight off the still while we were there. We remembered how amazing it was. So...
Well, that's awesome. I can definitely provide a bottle of that for you guys to enjoy.
Cool. Perfect.
That's awesome.
So yeah, man, but Chattanooga is, we're hanging in there. You know, I haven't been in any of the markets because we're on lockdown. So I don't know what it's like on the ground floor where you guys are at, but whatever Nashville decides to do, Chattanooga is not far behind in terms of trying to take care of our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's a crazy time to be alive.
Is there anything that you're hearing from the other distillers that you know, that I should know about, or that we can help out with?
They were just telling us that curbside delivery is still an option with them. People can pull up and you can purchase direct from a distiller there. They were talking about, you know, if you're going to get a to-go order or a cocktail somewhere, order it with a local liquor mixed in.
Yeah,
just keep the support going throughout the community like that. So, but they were, yeah, definitely emphasizing delivery and things of that nature.
Got it.
Yep.
All right. Well, hopefully you guys are all healthy and doing well.
Yeah, we are.
So far.
Hope to be celebrating the fact that we can all stand in a room together at some point soon over over a drink.
Yeah, we need to do that again.
We need to have like some giant bourbon bash where everybody just comes together at the end of all this.
That's a good idea. I think, but even then, I will we'll probably still be operating under some like barrel length away from each other.
Yes, no doubt. All right, Tim. Hey, man, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, and I hope you guys are all staying safe and your families are okay. I appreciate you guys thinking about Chattanooga Whiskey during this time, and we're doing well, and I look forward to seeing you during brighter days.
Yes, we will do it for sure.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
See you later. All right, see you. Bye.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media network of podcasts and is produced by Jonas Litton, John Fender, and Jason Barrett. Edited by me, Meadman. Our theme music was written and composed by Joe Nasty. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about any of the whiskeys we taste, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. If you'd like to support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon and take advantage of the great rewards we have to offer. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let a label or bottle sway your thoughts. Give it a taste, and you just might find your new favorite.